Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, last week, Larry Fedora talked about reps in preseason camp, and everybody was pretty much getting equal reps, regardless of where you were on the depth chart. Fedora also said in his media availability after Thursday's practice that following the first scrimmage of the year, which was this past weekend, reps would start to be divvied out according to where you were on the depth chart. Your take on what went down in the first scrimmage and how that looks going forward as the Hills prepare for Cal?
Well, I think the kind of the key ingredient is for the first, you know, 7-8 days of practice, the primary emphasis has been installation. So that means learning the entire offensive playbook, the entire defensive playbook, all your special team plays and keys. And so there's really no need to whittle down reps at that point in time because you want everybody to learn that, regardless of where they are on the depth chart. So now that you're past that first scrimmage, everybody should have an understanding of what they're supposed to be doing. Now we're only a matter of weeks away from that opener against Cal. And so the guys that are going to be suspended, there's nine of them going to be suspended for four games. Now those guys need to start kind of making way for some of the guys maybe behind them on the depth chart that are going to need extra reps to make sure they're ready for those first four games. You know, Chas Surratt's a great example. Here's a kid who really is battling for the quarterback job when they nail it, but because he is out for those first four games, there's no need for the coaching staff to give him the amount of reps that a number two guy is going to get right now. So how do you divvy that up? Do you go with Jace Reuter? Do you go with Kate Fortin? Do you go with Manny Miles, who's a walk-on, but he's a veteran guy? So those are the types of decisions that the coaching staff has to make now that that first scrimmage is in the books, and that's really what we're going to be looking for over the next, you know, week or two of training camp.
Larry Fedora and his staff have a tricky situation working guys into the rotation. There's only so many reps available in practice. How they split them up heading into Cal should tell us where folks stand on that depth chart.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.